Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. Sodium is an essential nutrient for the maintenance of the human body's fluid volume, acid-base balance, transmission of nerve signals and messages, and normal cell function. Our bodies require a small amount of sodium to conduct these functions. It is estimated that we need 500 milligrams of sodium daily to carry out our body's functions. However, most of the developed world, especially Americans, are overeating sodium-rich foods and eating on average about 3,400 milligrams of sodium per day. This overintake of sodium is due to the foods we are eating daily. Most of the sodium comes from eating packaged and prepared foods, where only a small proportion comes from the table salt added to food when cooking and eating. Too much sodium in the body can increase one's risk of several medical conditions, such as high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. It can also cause calcium losses, which can be pulled from the bone and increase the risk of osteoporosis and bone fractures. It is recommended to have a maximum intake of 2,300 milligrams of sodium daily for men and women 14 years old and older and pregnant women. One tablespoon of table salt consists of 2,300 milligrams of sodium. However, if one has high blood pressure already, limiting your intake to 1,500 milligrams daily is helpful. Healthy kids only require 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of sodium a day. Aiming towards a food intake with not very high in its content of sodium is beneficial for our health, and this can simply be done by reading labels while shopping, comparing food products, and making homemade meals. Even though sodium is being overly eaten, it is still a very important nutrient for health functions. The health benefits of sodium are: it helps regulate the body's fluid volume, preventing the loss of water in the body. Our cells constantly need water to keep their shape and function properly. Remember, we want our cells to look like grapes, so stay hydrated. Sodium also removes excess carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is produced by the workings of the cell. It is then moved from the cells into the blood with the help of sodium channels. Carbon dioxide is then carried to the lungs to be let out, with again the help of sodium channels. Sodium also helps balance out the charges of our cells with the help of other nutrients such as potassium, calcium, and magnesium. All of these nutrients work together to open and close channels in the cells so they can function properly. Sodium just needs to be eaten in moderation, not too much and not too little. Read labels and cook homemade whenever you can. Your body would be sodium glad you did it. This is for educational purposes only and not medical advice. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMFLP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.